So a couple of things. Welcome back, everyone. It's good to see everybody from far and from near. Okay. So now, as a sham, we have to basically finish up Hilchos Nida and start Hilchos Avelos. Okay, we still have stuff to do. So we have to, I would also like to show Mara, so we're going to get to that packet. So I think we should do every day, from 9:30 to 10:30. Because, the way it is now, I could do three times a week, but I'm not sure if that's going to work. So, Chaval had to do the year or so, shorter than whatever, but I think that's a good way to do it, and 9:30, 10:30, finish up, and then we have to start Hilchos Avelos, and okay, hopefully it'll all work out, and okay, so I welcome everyone back, and every minute gets this, even though whenever we have a big hafsaka, we give a little chizuk and we sing. So we'll sing a little bit, and then we'll go into it. Okay. If there are any questions, any problems, any suggestions, you speak to me, you speak to Rabbi Tuchman. We're here to try to facilitate as much as we can. Avinu Amirachem Rachem Aleinu Vesev Liveinu Vino Vehavinu Veaskiu Avinu Avarachamu Amirachem nails. And the question is, what is the reason for the cutting of the nails? So if you look in the page 19, That's packet 27, page 19, the Shari Dura. In the Hagos Shari Dura, first in the Shari Dura itself, it says, Sricha lahasir hatsoa v'lichlich shatachat tziporneha, lachtoch tziporneha. She has to clean under the nails, cut the nails. V'ner zehatamishim hatit shatachas tziporneim. He says, that's the... because of the dirt under the nails. But he says it's not because of a mishum ha-tzipornayim shem gedoylim chutz lebosar ein chotzitz. The tzipornayim themselves are not a chatzitz, even if they're long. Kmo ha-seya, shagodol yosem midai ve'en chotzitz. Ve'en chotzitz, ve'en chotzitz, ve'en ki'im mishum ha-tit, ve'en v'chein im yirat v'ilosem chol ha-moed, אז חופפת במים ועושה לחתוך צימנים ומוי, די בכך לנעקר הטיט. In other words, the real reason is the tit. So therefore, if she has a mikvah during chol ha-moed, when she's not supposed to cut her nails, so she just can clean under the tit, under the nails. Rashi hitir litol tzipornayim b'moed l'tzorch tvila. Rashi was even matir to cut the nails, but his point is the main kepeda is in the kius underneath. However, not everyone agrees to this. The Ravon on page 22. He has the famous shita. V'chein tzricha lachtoch tziporne yadeha v'raglea kevan da'asi de litl an chaitzi. Hashta. So she says, no, that the nails you have to cut midina of the nail itself is chaitzitz. Why? Because since the nail is asi likotzitz, so v'vela it's kikotzitz domi, so therefore it's as if the point where you would have cut is the heel was cut off. So that now, that surface area, which would have been revealed if you would have cut it off, we view it heel was revealed, and now the water's not getting there because you didn't cut the nail off. So the nail is heel not there. So therefore, there should be water getting there. But lemaisa, it is there, and the water that's supposed to be getting there is not getting there. So that's a real chatzisa. So according to Ravon, that's like a very serious issue. It's not just an issue of the dirt. And now the question is, now the Sefer Truma on page 23. Rabbeinu Baruch Migur Maiza, he says, the reason is for the dirt. But he could... But because of the tziporin, that's not a problem. Because you see, Saras Rosho, right? A woman's hair. Dolom Yosemidai, don't think we cut it. So we don't say she has to cut her hair before she goes to the mikvah. Even though at that point maybe the hair is long and it's only the cutsits. So you see that we don't have such a din of chatzitza. I mean, you do have halachas in Shas, omed likotzitz kikotzitz dami, whether something is considered tolish, or mechuber, gabei shvua, you know, in nishpoi malkarkos. So whether if you have, it's a question of whether, you know, there's 10 vineyards, 5 vineyards, you know, and it's a question of mode of mikzas by karka, so So there wouldn't be a din shvua because it's einish by malkak, but it's domi lichtzot, it's kotzot domi, so it's like metaltalin, right? But who says, so there is a discussion whether omid lichtzot kotzot domi in the Gemara, but for chatzitza, maybe not. And he says, you see from the Mishnah in Mikvos, kol yadus hakelin shalti osi lichotzitza madbilan ad mokam hamida. But say you're planning to, you have a pot, there's a handle to the pot, and you're planning to cut off the handle. So it's ke'ilu, that part is cut off. So how much do you have to be tovel? By tefillah, you have to tovel the whole thing. Right? There's no such thing as mikzas tefillah. Right? So the question is, So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, according to the first opinion, ad mokam hamida. That is, wherever you were planning to cut off, so you only have to be tovel up to that mokam. Because the rest of the part is considered kakotzitz dummy. So it's not part of the kli anymore. Ah, but if it's not part of the kli anymore, then it's chaytzitz on the rest of the kli. See, but the Gemara doesn't say that. So you see that's not called a chatzitza, because the maisa. Right now it's still there, so you get your cake and eat it too. In other words, you don't have to be tovel that part, according to that opinion, this is kakotzitz, but yet it's not chotzitz. But if it's true what the Rabban says, then it should be chotzitz. Because if it's kakotzitz dummy, then it should be chotzitz. So it could be, how do you get out of that? That's a taina. So the way to get out of it is Mori Rabbi Moki lo biyados hakelim shein mechulias. Let's talk about, maybe that's only talking about a what? A chain. So a chain, so the water's going to get through. So if you say the train has 15 rungs, and you're going to keep 12, you cut off 3 rungs. So according to that opinion, you don't have to be told, well, you only have to be tovel the 12 that you're going to keep and the 3 you're going to cut off. You don't have to be tovel. Ah, so then it should be chotzitz. The answer is, but the rungs aren't chotzitz in metzias. Because it's a rung, the water gets through. Mashen ken, if it would be a solid piece of wood, then no. So that's this Mishnah here on page 24. So how do we paskin in this discussion? So it says here on page 27 in the Shulchan Aruch of Tzarichas, it says Tzoa shetachas hatziporin lo keneged habasar chotzeitz. The Tzoa that's underneath the nail, that's not keneged habasar's chotzeitz. Is the part of the nail that protrudes where the finger is. So that's chotzeitz. But keneged habasar, the tzoa that's further down, is not chotzeitz. Right? And then he discusses. The idea of cutting the nails. So if you look, in the Ramah here on page 28. It says, so for this reason we are noheg to cut the nails to get rid of the tzoa that shelo keneged hatziporin. Afilu tziporin achas nisha biyod v'tavlo tzvichot tefila cheres. Right? Even once tziporin that was you know, had tit there, then it's no good. So the Taz on page 28, Chesifkan Chaf Aleph, quotes the Shari Dura. It says that the issue is the tit. It depends upon whether it's dirty or not. But he says from the Bach, Mori V'chami, the end of the wide line, Mori V'chami is al Kosef Shenir Lo Lafil in Bori Lo Shelo Hayasham Tzoa Tit Bo Pam Shenis. That if it's for sure that there was no tzoa, still you have to tovel again if you didn't cut the nails. For ego mandisvile, the matzipar only cuts it, who cuts it? That's the Bach. So the Taz is not afraid to argue with his father-in-law. And he says, no, dvarv tmuim. The kol poskim kosu kan de'enu el minig va'alma litol hatzipar naim ve'enu min adin. It's only a minig, it's not min adin. And then he says, v'nirli kol ma shematzinu shetzvich lit bol shenis v'shachal litol hiporin and kol zman shalo shimshan bayil kol zman shen nizkar v'dover. V'lachar shimshan nizkar v'sein l'hachmer lel v'atzvich atzvich 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 atzvich. We should be tovel again. That's only if she wasn't together with her husband. But if she was already together with her husband, he shouldn't be machmir. It's only a chumra. I feel imin yadu Allah shalohaya sham tit v'tzoah the mashma me'agos shaydurch tell shetzicha v'dina tefila sheinus haynu kol zman shaloshim sham vayla lo chaka. I feel im hayasham tzoah midorais haynu kol tzit ruv machmir b'ina v'zed rabbanim b'mir the machmir. So we don't know. So whether there was so or not, and she was kvar shimsha, it's okay. Especially if she got pregnant. Before Mokum Khan, she kvar shimsha, efsha shehi nisabra. If also l'achra l'mitvil shenis, hatamotzi latz, halosav lat. No, I think he's rejecting that.
Then he rejects.
No, but then there's still a minute to be to
go again.
To go again.
So
he's saying that. I think what he's saying, if you know that there was lechloch, then taktiv is a chatzitza. You have to go again. But if you didn't know there was lechloch and you just, so you're still supposed to.
It's all the lichluch.
Yeah, all the lichluch, right. And then he has his famous, discussion about about Shabbos, or Yontif, Cholamoe, these things, that could she go to a goy to cut her nails? So she says, Shabbos v'yontif, on the left side, the first word on the line is Shabbos v'yontif. Yimira sheshocha litol atzipernai, she forgot. She did a regular Friday night. She goes to the mikveh Friday night. She didn't cut her nails. She shouldn't tell a goy to do it. Kevin she'ein mitzvah gemur menitil sipranayim ze'efshar menikur. Because you can always clean. You can always clean underneath. So there's no... needle through rubber body holes. You can clean underneath, so it's not a problem. So you shouldn't even rely on a mir lachem. And then the Israelis Messiah, they Shematalas Yadeha. And he says that it's not only just a regular Mir Lakum when the Goy turns on the light or turns off the light. Here you're aiding because you're putting out your nail, you're putting out your finger to help. So that's a Siyua Begufa. And he says, "Ilu also malacha zu shasur midarais b'shabbos v'yodim." So then the person gets an avera for being misayeya. This is just like what the Gemara says when somebody's giving you a haircut and you're turning your head to enable them to cut off your payas. Shegam anikav chayev. Zayev shal yishamim meruv. So he says, so too over here. In other words, if you don't put out your finger, then you're not going to be able to cut. So then if you put out your finger, you're like doing the malacha as well. So the simple pshat, as many argue, is that maybe that's only a din by makif and nikaf, especially gzeres hakosuf, or sakifu, loshen rabin, echad makif, echad nikaf. To say that it applies to other areas, whereas if I stick out my finger and somebody cuts it, that I'm considered like I cut the fingernail. So that's what the Taz is saying. So he says you have a lot, in other words, first of all, why rely on a Mir Lakum if you don't need to? And second of all, it's not just a regular Mir Lakum here, because here you're doing Messayeya Begufo, which is Isidarais as well. So therefore, he says, just clean it up. And he says, somebody who told the guy to do it. He doesn't think it's right. So that's the famous shita, the world famous shita of the Taz. And the Shach disagrees. And we just read Shir Hashirim on Pesach. That's where this lashon of Nekudas HaKesef comes from. Torah Zav, Nosla Im Nekudas HaKosef, would be the first paragraph of Shir Hashir. So in honor of that, we should learn something for Nekudas HaKesef. Page 27. So basically, he thinks that the Taz is not correct. He says, "Tov b'tarti." First word is tarti. Chad v'dafil chotchem b'kli who atzmo lekem kanisur daraisel rov poskim. First of all, he says it's not an isur daraisel because why? Because it's a malach hashem tzricha l'gufa. According to Tosfos, if you would need the nails. You don't need the nails. The nails are getting thrown out. So it's the Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa. That's number one. So for sure it's only a Darabbanan. And furthermore, this whole idea that you're Messiah is also not true. That only applies to Makif and Nikaf. That's only did in Pais. Afkim Loshen Rabin, because the Torah says Lo Sakifu. So it's Loshen Rabin. So it's an Isser for the Makif and Isser for the Nikaf. But by other Lachas, if I put out my finger and someone cuts my fingernail on Shabbos, so I certainly don't get an Isser Daraisa. So therefore he thinks that the proper thing would be to get a Goy. And he says, I was preparing a shir for my Hilcha Shabbos shir. The tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, where it discusses what if some a moyel on Shabbos needs to do a bris milah, and In those days, it was common that you would do Mila Priya, not the Vasachas. So you have to take the fingernail and get the skin of the Priya detached from the skin of the Mila. And they would cut the nail in a certain way that it would be aiding to do that. So what if you did that on Shabbos? The Moel did it on Shabbos. He says that could be a Nisa Daraisa of Tikkun Mana. It just looks like you sharpen the knife on Shabbos. So if you sharpen your nail, that's the Chasam Sofer writes. That can be Tikkun Mana. And it could be a Nisa Daraisa. He held a good point, Tikkun Mana on a person. The person's the Mana, so to speak. Okay. You have to come to my shir and to my side for this one.
The
main thing,
a woman doesn't cut her nail, but she says she loves her queen.
Yeah, so no. Ravadi holds you can even be told about like that. He holds like the
Ramah.
What?
Yeah, but I thought we're all trying to be mastic. Like even if I'm trying to be mastic, so then what's the minna? Then why do women go back to the
mikvah?
They know
that it's
clean. If they know it's clean.
They say,
oh,
but she's
already shim shim baila, then.
Right.
But if not, it makes it sound like
you would. Would he say it even if we knew, or since we don't know?
I mean, obviously she's not mocking about it.
Right.
She doesn't even know about it. She
right.
She doesn't care that much. He says nearly the whole national opinion should see it with Hoshain to the Shachlito, Chazan Shul Shimsha. However, after Shul Shimsha, you care in the Hakmi.
Right.
He says, Afiyu and Inyo do a lot, so you know, this is no, even if she doesn't know.
Right.
That implies that it's not the whole basis of it.
Right, but let's say she looks specifically.
Right, so, I don't know, I mean, there is a Ramah.
Because there she was, we assume she doesn't know.
Why doesn't the
Taz
just say that? Why doesn't
he
want to say
that? If she didn't know, she has to go back. So he's saying, well, if she didn't know, and she was long self to my law, then you could be make up. He holds even. He would say if a woman on Friday night, she forgot to her nails, he would say just check to make sure they're clean and let her go.
And
when
they don't make them go back, and that's
it.
And even if she doesn't, and Rabbi is saying what's now?
Look
after. I mean, that's if she said I didn't look at my nails.
So you say, look now, right.
Look now,
yeah.
Right. Meaning,
because that's considered a big question. Yeah, it was the rest. And he holds most of his males that they're not mocked anyway, probably. Maybe they could pay
this. Because the external part, we only look after.
Right.
Is that because he holds it as a son, or is it because he considers that some of them are going there, because
there's
something that
should have known? Yeah, probably, something like that. And then the famous, if you want to see more lumdus about this, the Taz and the Shach, I summarize it very briefly, you know, that the Shach holds it's a din only in Makif and Nikov, and the Taz holds it's a mamatzinu for all other areas. At any time, you Masayei Begufo, so you have to, so you're considered an avarian of that particular thing. It's a fundamental, interesting lumdus and machlokes. Rav Zsolti has a piece here and others. It's very, you know, in Lomdus, it's a this Taz and Shach, even people who know nothing about Hilchos Nida and know about this Taz and Shach, because it's a Lomdus Machloikas, you know, and Hilchos Misayei and interesting things. Now, there's a Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer on page 35. So there are women that shave their heads after they get married, right? They shave their heads after they get married. Right after the Bilas Mitzvah. So if you're in those communities, right? So then the shaila is, so then how do you, so we, you know, before we see this Chasam Sofer, I just want you to see the Shach. On page 29. Yes, the Shach is very machmir in this. Because he's into the Ravon. The middle line there, on page 29, where the line gets wide, Miu beravon, Tzvich lachtach tziporne yadeha, Haglaz kevin dosida, Liklon chai tzihashta. Zeo ke'ein ma shekosav harav, Meachan dekfar nago, Liklon al tzipornayim, Tzvich tzviv lacheres. Mashu at the time, Ula mishim diyef shar shalom nishar, Tzitach tziporne, Al mishim de tzipor atmo chayetz. Kekosav abaf. And nearly, I feel bari lo shalom, Tzitkhal yesh lahachmir, Shetitpol shenis. Right, so this is the other shita. That even though she knows that the famish was clean, she has to be tovel again, because the nail itself is the chatzitza. In case Tzarchim, the Pesach is actually a Pesach Maram Liblin. So Maram Liblin says, Kevin she'ein ze midina el michum and early shalom chmir al mishanum tza shachat tza par echad echad fila, kolom shalom ha'yus tol bayla. But once it's tol bayla, she shouldn't have to go back. Okay, nimel de hechad de efshar lo lachzor av litbo, fila lo matzah lo machar yesh lo lachzor av litbo, In other words, it could be that even if she's long say it's a bila, she should go back. Because it's a... So he says, in a kanami. She should go back. She will matza adamacha yishma lachza vlipo. Dubuli she came over in Lahoros, but if Eichad lo efshar ein hachmir came to over halayla, which is an interesting gula. Because if you really hold from it, if you really hold from the Ravon, then you have a real chatzitza. So, but he's saying he hold from it, but you know, to a point. You know, it stops at a certain point. In other words, if she already left, there's no mikveh now for her to go to. So say they were on the derech, and then they already left the mikveh place. So, I mean, the locale where the mikveh. But he says even if one says she'll buy it, she'd go back. So the shach is very machmir on. He's making on certain things that the chaz was machmir on what's considered, Gabi Hilcha Shabbos. That's not considered, but he's very machmir with this Ravon, that she should go back. She didn't cut her nails, she has to go back, even once it's a bio.
So let's say her nails are
hard
and long enough that she would cut them balavi. It's only cutting them because it's mixed up. It's not like it's only if they cut the subjective nails.
Right.
So, like we still say, only the
Right.
Long and she just didn't.
Right, it's mistaber what you're saying. Then you have the famous tshuva of Rav Chaim Oizer on page 30. And this is very relevant, Lamaisa. There are a lot of women who would go to the mikveh, but they're not going to give up their long nails. You know, they want their manicure, they want their nice nails. And today we have, you know, I don't think Rav Chaim Moser envisioned what we have today, that people put on fake nails. You know. On page 30. So he says, really we should convince the women to all cut their nails. The MS, but with some women, they want their nails. And if you don't give them the nails, then there's going to be a problem. They won't go to the mikveh. So he says, "Ganoshim nakos heitiv etzitzmanan hei makpidas dafkel b'li ligzoz rakhekesh rov b'nei adam makpidim etzlina b'zeruba." Vacha b'emes rov b'nei adam eina makpidim latziporim ganoshim eina makpidas. He says, right, most women today are not makpid. Only b'shas tefilah. So he says, "And Yesh Lutzar Vezel Shita Zlina Basa Dido, Uvika Din Nur De Ziporna In Chotzetzes, Afshem Min Agnoshim Lasiran, Fish Eini Chavos Lachavim Mat Negra Basa, Nur De Af Achar Min Agin Likuva." He says, if they're clean, that's really good enough. And you know, it's a chumrah, so make sure they're clean. And therefore, so he says, you don't have to. At the end of the day, Ein Lahoros Hetter before Achlatzavah Zaytzil. In other words, we shouldn't give a blanket heter, but we shouldn't be mocha on the women who come to the mikveh with a manicure. Because meikra din, it's clean, it's not overly kotzeitz, lenoi, whatever. So, Chaim Moser was mocha. Okay.
What about the fake nails?
Fake nails also. Fake nails is Lanois. So we'll have a packet soon. Lanois is not mocking. You know, there are a lot of women like that today who, you know, want to have their nails and the manicures and the things and this. So, we're not encouraging it, but if we're going to be moicha, there could be a problem. So,
what about the manicures that are made in the last like week, 2 weeks?
Those are even better.
Right.
Yeah. So, again, the best thing really is to work around it, and you know, it shouldn't be on there. That's you know, so you know, but in the midst. What Chaim Moser is saying is there's a reality of women that want, you know, want to have these things and whatever. So therefore, so the best thing is to try to train them to work around their mikveh schedule. But if it doesn't work that way, which often it doesn't, then, you know, midina, it's not quite since. There's a minute, nonetheless, always cut the nails. But if you can't... You could let them be tovah. And Hasam Sofer's truth is about what about women who are going to shave their heads after the wedding? So then the tzeir is omer likotzitz. So how do you do that? So he says, it's only after the Bilas Mitzvah. So they're not considered only to be katzets, because they're only after the Bilas Mitzvah. So they go to the mikvah beforehand, it's before the Bilas Mitzvah. There has to be a Bilas Mitzvah first. So it's Mechus or Maisa. So they're not going to cut the hair until after the Bilas Mitzvah. So Mela, that's okay. And that's how he explains it.
So, but Tvilas Kala, not for those people, it would be copied to that. In other words, those who don't have the custom to shave their head, and she's going to the mikveh before she's getting married, that could be a copy to them if she doesn't cut her head.
Yes, she's
there is no ma'aseh here. There is not the host of ma'aseh.
Well, that's only if she planned to cut her hair. He's saying, if a woman is planning to cut her hair, to get a haircut before the wedding, and then she's going to go to the mikveh first, so then that could be a bigger problem. Because there, she doesn't have to wait till the Bilas Mitzvah to cut the hair. Okay, and for that, he's not talking about that. So then if you hold like the Ravon, then they should have to get the haircut before the mikveh. There's no mechus ma'isa. Okay, so these things that we discussed today are very, very important yisodos, and you know, the Taz and the Shach and the Ravon and the different Maram Lublin, but at the end of the day, we consider it. You have all kinds of shailas about women, whether they have to. We want to wax their legs, we have to do it before the mikvah. But everybody doesn't, the Ravon doesn't consider that the Iker health, Iker Hadin. You know, so the Shach was Machmir, but the Pashup Shah of the Ravon is a Chumrah. But the Shach took it very, you know, even the Shach had his limits. Because even the Shach should really say, if it's a real chatzitza, even if you don't have a mikveh, so go find a mikveh. What do you mean you don't have a mikveh? Find a mikveh, even if she was Tovelis. And Lord says, I'll buy it, but you can't find a mikveh, you can be makeful. What do you mean you can be makeful? So even the Shach has its limits of how far he goes. Okay, Rabbi. Okay, so tomorrow we'll, Bez Hashem, continue. We'll put up soon the schedule of when we'll have the Bechina, and when we'll have we'll start off the Savelis, and this, hopefully it'll all work out. You know, want everyone to be able to, you know, chaz it properly, but, okay, Bez Hashem, should all work out. Nice to see everybody.